I stand for climate and gender justice in the Caribbean.
Welcome to the Climate Conscious Podcast. I'm your host, Paula Joseph, and today we're joined by Jillian Goddard for the Truth Be Told campaign. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and the work that you do?
So I wear a lot of hats. I do change work from in areas ranging from being a parent to being part of a community to being a farmer and also to being an organizer. I do a lot of work in community organizing. Much of it is around chocolate and cocoa and other types of agriculture. So I am the founder and co-director of the Alliance of Rural Communities, which is a Caribbean network in Trinidad and Tobago, St. Lucia, Dominica, Guyana. And then I'm also the co-founder and director of the Cross Atlantic Chocolate Collective, which is a Pan-African collective that is similar to ARC in that it works closely with farming communities to get cocoa farmers and cocoa farming collectives making chocolate. We're in 9 African countries, 6 Caribbean countries, and 2 African American towns.
Oh, that's awesome. So what inspired you to create ARC?
Well, it was one of those things that you kind of drift into based on what your interests have been for a while. So I had been working in farming. I've been farming myself, and I've also been organizing collectives in the U.S. and in Trinidad. And I decided at one point with my partner to start making chocolate. And so we began making chocolate and soon after realized, come on, this was something that we could actually share with friends. So we called a friend in a cocoa farming community and said, send 5 young adults to our house. And so we had a group and we started teaching them what we knew. And then we started teaching another group and then bit by bit realized that it had to be more than a skills transfer. And so before we knew it, we had 3 communities in Trinidad and Tobago, and we started teaching some people in St. Lucia. So it really wasn't that we started off with me knowing, okay, this is what we're going to end up with, 2 NGOs, an LLC company, communities in multiple countries. We had absolutely no idea. There was no intention that I had at the beginning that this is where we would end up.
In your view, how are climate change and gender equality connected?
Well, in the areas that I operate in, which often tend to be around things like agriculture, it's really clear that if you don't have a gendered perspective, you're going to make a lot of bad decisions because you really have to think about who, in a sense, tends to be the backbone of many rural communities. And honestly, in terms of leadership, everyday leadership, it's often women who are carrying the community along and doing a lot of the everyday leadership tasks. And so when, in addition to the challenges that we already have, we add on the issue of climate unpredictability, which has been really evident and clear in the farming communities that I'm operating in, it means that on top of family care and elder care, and getting people to move around and vending things and processing and cooking, you will now add that there's a lot less predictability. And so for many of us as women, it means that we end up with these extra tasks and having to adjust to them very quickly. And a lot of the other things suffer. And so it means that the community suffers, and it means that the ability to even shift the gender inequality suffers because we now have to put all our time into trying to respond to this completely unpredictable natural world. So there's no way you can actually tease out the things, even with other intersectionalities, when it comes to poverty, when it comes to land ownership, all of those things are already showing some gender inequality. And so those things are also affected by climate change. And so you're really compounding the effects about how it hits anybody who belongs to more than one group, which most women in the spaces that I'm operating in, we actually belong to more than one marginalized group.
So the next question is, how can we create inclusive, resilient, and sustainable Caribbean communities?
Well, in my experience, what I find is that there are some very basic skills that we have struggled to get in our communities. And one of the big ones is emotional literacy. Without having good emotional literacy skills, it's very difficult for us to separate out emotions and thinking. And that is across different genders. And so it becomes very difficult to come up with solutions, to see where they are being blocked, to analyze and strategize without some of those basic skills. So emotional literacy is one of them. Public speaking and communication is another one. So there are all these cross-cutting issues that really have to be tackled in order for us to be effective, efficient, and rapid in our response to what's happening right now around the climate.
So why is the Truth Be Told campaign important to the Caribbean?
Well, I think that anything we do across the region, collaborating, getting to know each other better, getting to work together effectively, is a positive thing. It doesn't matter what the issue is, but we need to actually really consolidate as a region. The other thing is that a lot of our institutions have really struggled. The more standard institutions that have been around for a long time, they're really not having an easy time succeeding at creating regional integration, regional problem solving. And I think now there are lots of spaces in civil society where we're actually taking things into our own hands, getting to know each other better, getting to work on common issues, getting to identify what the differences are and how we need to approach them differently. And so I think a campaign like this is incredible. It's wonderful. I think that the two organizations are both good and solid organizations. And within ARC, the Alliance of Rural Communities, we've worked with the leadership in both of them. And so we really have two solid organizations with solid leadership who are coming together to solve a complex problem. And there's no way that could be anything but good, more than good, excellent, and timely.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Climate Conscious Podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us at theclimateconscious@gmail.com or simply leave a review on your favorite app. Remember to follow The Climate Conscious on all social media platforms. See you next week.